Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. The column is entitled Quality Advantages, and here's what Jim Thompson has to say about that. Over a quarter of a century ago, quality was all the rage in industry. Business books on quality abounded, and everyone had laser-cut letter Qs sitting on their desks, at least in my world. About this time, I had a boss who attended some great quality seminar and came back reporting, "Quality is just as good as the customer requires, no more, no less." He was wrong. Welcome to Quality Month at Paparitalo Publications. The problem with this boss's statement is just this. Your competition may come up with a new definition for quality, which they sell at the same price you sold your old definition of quality. If your customers discover this, you are toast. About the same time as the boss made his statement, Motorola came out with a new flip phone. It was featured in Fortune magazine and proclaimed to be the epitome of cell phones. I think it sold for $2,400. I know I wanted one. At the time, I had a Mitsubishi mounted in my car. Oh, you could take it out by taking the handset out of the passenger compartment and the guts of the phone out of the trunk, plugging them together and adding either a cigarette lighter cord or an electric cord, no battery power. By the way, at the time, my roaming charges typically ran $1,500 per month. No camera, no hotspot, no touch screens, no nothing, just a telephone. Competitors came along and decided they could improve on the quality of the cell phone. On a display shelf in my office, I have at least five examples of the improvements that have been made in this one device in the last 20-plus years. That does not include the ones I threw in the trash, including that old Mitsubishi. Now, Apple has come out with the iPhone 8, which does not seem to be selling very well out of the gate. Some speculation is that people are waiting for the iPhone 10, due out in about a month at the gasp, unheard-of price of about $1,000. Who would pay $1,000 for a phone? Asks the millennials who write the business articles of today. Hey, I paid more than that at one point, and it was for only a telephone that weighed about 5 pounds. Every product and service has quality improvement opportunities. Even rolls of paper leaving the mill have such opportunities. To improve this quality requires the application of some brain power, but big dividends abound if one will apply oneself to it. Do a Pareto chart of your customer complaints for the last year, including service complaints as well as product complaints. Knock those down, and the next time there is a squeeze on demand in your grade, you will be the one who keeps on shipping. That is worth lots of money. Quality in response to safety incidents involves training, training, and more training. It also involves follow-up after an accident to see where your team can improve. Start down this path today. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tear Master?
I'm going to tear you. Air Master!
Oh, I get it. Air Master.
Yes, Air Master.
But what do they do?
Air Master Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Air Master Aerator.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. It's entitled, When You Can't Figure Out How to Fix Your Quality. I'm Chuck Swan reading the column for Jim, and here's what Jim has to say about when you can't figure out how to fix your quality. Wait a minute, you did not know your quality was broken? Your product or service quality is always broken. It is always broken because quality is a moving target. What may have been the best quality among your peers last month may send you to the bottom of the heap this month. Consider automobiles. Compare what might be perceived as the highest quality automobile of 1960, perhaps a Cadillac, Lincoln, or Mercedes. Compare that to a run-of-the-lot Hyundai today. No comparison. The Hyundai will beat the old marquee brands, hands down. The problem we face in the pulp and paper world is that the customer expectations seem to change so slowly. It is hard to make step changes in markets that move glacially when it comes to improvements, unless you make them move. For instance, if you sell paper, what would happen if you adopted a system of customer notification of the status of their orders that rivaled Amazon's near-constant reporting on the last $10 item I bought from them? What if you told the customer when their order went to your shipping-out warehouse, at the same time sending them the measured specifications results on the order, and then kept up a constant stream of information to them until the order reaches their dock? Would that not give you an advantage over the competition? Or perhaps you rent equipment to mills to be used on shutdowns. What might happen if you gave your prospects and customers a continuous stream of data about the equipment available, special pricing, delivery and pickup status, just as my rental car provider does for me today? And if you can't think of anything else to do about quality, do these things. First, look at your competition. What are they doing? Are you at least keeping up with them? Second, ask your prospects and clients what they want in the way of better quality in your field. Be prepared to give them some ideas just in case they are not very creative. And have a human being call them. We all get too many emails, too many robocalls wanting to know our opinions. This last idea can turn into a selling opportunity, too. So the first step is to assume your quality is broken. The second step is to see what your competitors are doing, And the third step is to survey prospects and clients, do something novel, ask them what they would like to have. How often should you do all this? At least once per year in a business like ours. In more dynamic businesses, more often. These principles apply to your safety program, too. For instance, one of the latest safety innovations I have seen is this. Keep a supply of tampons in all your safety kit locations. What are they for? They are perfect for keeping an individual from bleeding out in the case of a puncture wound. The military figured this out years ago. This works great for gunshot wounds. There's always something new you can do to improve the quality of your safety program. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. The title of this column is When Your Reputation for Quality is Horrible. And here's what Jim Thompson has to say about that. If your reputation for quality is horrible, there is only one choice. Fix it. But to reach that one choice, you must first be willing to accept the feedback that your reputation for quality is poor. This is a hurdle for many organizations. They are dismissive of customer feedback and say to themselves, it's only a single case, or customers are not willing to pay for quality. I know of three organizations that have met this challenge head-on and done something about it. The first is Sprint. Even though I have been a Sprint customer for a very long time, I used to hate to go into their stores. The employees were surly, distracted, and generally left the impression they would rather be anywhere than at work. That's all changed in the past few years. You're greeted with a smile by someone who has a function much like a concierge. Sprint heard the complaints, saw the challenge, and rose to meet it. The second is Hyundai. At one point in time, Hyundai had the worst reputation in the auto market. Well, maybe not the worst. There was always Yugo. Again, Hyundai heard what the customers had to say and went about fixing it. How did they fix it? With the best warranty in the business, 10 years. This is putting your money where your mouth is. Many have taken a risk on Hyundai's and Kia's cars since this change. The company's assembly plants in Georgia and Alabama are cranking out the cars. The third is the Emory University Hospital System. The doctors, nurses, and professional staff have always been great. It was the gatekeepers, the staff that checked you in, the staff that set appointments, who left you feeling they would rather not see you. Emory jumped on this problem, went through a massive training program, and has conquered this problem. They also automatically seek feedback on every visit. The first step in recognizing that your quality is horrible is to recognize it. The next step is to recognize that you have no choice but to fix it. Then engage in the process. You'll probably need forceful outsiders to help you do this. All three of the above companies engaged professionals to help them. You will need this because your own people are clinging to too many sacred cows. All of this needs to be done with haste, but not so much haste that it is executed poorly. Senior management getting motivated and moving is the toughest step. After that, with professional help, the job that needs to be done can be done. An example of an organization that has never fixed its quality is Amtrak, the U.S. passenger train operation. Not surprisingly, Amtrak has lost money nearly every year it has been in existence, and this goes back to 1971. Of course, Amtrak does not make money because it does not need to do so. It merely goes to the U.S. Congress and asks for a bailout when it is in trouble. The threat of going out of business due to poor quality is a great motivator. Amtrak does not have this. How do you measure the quality of your emergency services? Do you have any metrics you follow for your EMTs, fire brigade, or other similar functions? Yes, it is right to focus on your safety metrics. Never have an injury, never have a fire. But it doesn't hurt to gauge and measure those services that provide help when you need them. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Save the date. The Pulp and Paper Industry Reliability and Maintenance Conference, sponsored by IDCON and Andritz, will be held March the 19th through the 22nd in Raleigh, North Carolina. Gain valuable knowledge and skill in reliability and maintenance best practices at the How-To Conference. Sign up early and save. For more information, email r.kent@idcon.com. That's r.kent@idcon.com. Or visit us at pprm.net. Space is limited, so don't delay. Sign up today.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim, and the title of the column is Internal Quality. And here's what Jim has to say about internal quality. Are you one of those people who needs to clean house when company is coming over? Do you understand what that says about respect or the lack thereof for the people you live with every day? Since this is not a domestic advice column, we'll rapidly move to a link with the business industrial world. Some people, and I suspect they're often the same people I described above, think doing a quality job is relevant only to their outside customers and clients. Wrong. In fact, one could not be more wrong than this. Practicing internal quality principles really saves money. Practicing internal quality principles really saves money. Practicing quality externally saves and wins customers. Internally, two things go wrong when we fail to hold to the highest quality standards. First, poor internal quality can lead to mistakes in orders, mistakes in communications, doing things over. Time is wasted, schedules are blown, and raw materials are wasted too. Secondly, poor quality is infectious, more infectious than the flu. It goes like this. If Susie can do sloppy work, so can I. Worse than this, there is no standard for sloppy work, so it gets worse and worse. It also affects morale. If you work in a disorganized, sloppy area, and these days this is not only physical, it reaches to your digital world, you're going to think little of your company, your fellow employees, and your general work environment. So internal quality begins with housekeeping, and these days that means housekeeping on your computer as well as everywhere else.
Write clear and complete emails. Give files clear and simple names. Store files where you are told to store them. Be professional on the telephone. Voice, especially voicemail, slow down, speak clearly, text, and so forth. Come to work dressed for work, whatever that standard is in your place of work, and if you think it is too low, gradually move yourself up the scale. Others will eventually notice and copy you. Do tasks completely by the date you promised they would be done. My personal Achilles heel in this area is handwriting. This, even though in my office is a framed certificate titled Highland County Award in Handwriting, with my name on it and dated April 22, 1963, a date that was obviously my apex in the handwriting world, so I avoid handwriting as much as possible. You may have an Achilles heel, too. Resolve to fix it or work around it in a way that does not affect your productivity. And, of course, all month we have been stressing quality in everything you do in safety and emergency responses. These are definitely internal issues, most of the time, and need to be kept at the highest standard possible. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Jim entitled this column, Quality, the First Frontier. And here's what Jim has to say about that. For those of us in the trade publishing business, this is an extremely busy time of the year. We prepare our media kits, we pull out our lists of likely advertisers, and we make phone calls in anticipation of new advertising budgets being approved in the fourth quarter for implementation next year. It is an all-hands-on-deck event, and yours truly as one of the team members is not exempt and is up to his eyeballs attempting to keep up with the others in our company who do this all year long. It just so happens this year that Quality Month on our editorial calendar is not quite over as we ramp up the phone calls, giving me one last shot at helping improve your quality going forward. Granted, we are just humble purveyors of advertising, and perhaps you have a way for your prospects and customers to reach you other than your phone system. At least I hope so. But I have to tell you, the door open to us, that is, your phone system, leaves me with the near universal perception that your quality sucks. I tried to think of a more professional word, and Lord knows I tried, but sucks is the only one that conveys the feeling. This is the first place you make an impression, folks. I have to tell you, if I were buying instead of selling, in many of these cases I would hang up and look for another supplier based on phone system angst alone. Sadly, mills have the same problems as suppliers when it comes to phone systems. Endless menus, vague instructions, and frequent dead ends are the rule, not the exception, with both mills and industry suppliers. It seems like every phone system starts with the obligatory message, "Please listen carefully, for our options have recently changed." I can tell you I am hearing this on phone systems that I have been calling for 10 years. Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame has this figured out. In the busy holiday season, he will call together those in his organization who handle customer service and ask them how it is going. They, of course, say, "Great, boss." Well, at least they used to, until he said, "Let's see," and immediately called their own customer service number on a speakerphone right then and there. People got fired. Newly promoted people made changes pronto. You can fix this, too, if you want. Do what Jeff Bezos did. Call the parties in charge into your conference room, and then call your own phone number. Ask if the experience you have here is how you want your company or facility perceived to the outside world. Then fix it, for I am almost certain it is broken. This may be all you need to do to meet your sales budget for next year. You have no idea how many prospects hang up in frustration. In this age of email, text, and so forth, people still make many phone calls. Yet most places I call obviously treat the phone system as if it were the Pony Express. One prospect I called last week made it impossible to leave him a voicemail because the system said his voice mailbox was full. I looked back through our CRM, Customer Relationship Management Software, to 2015 and found every call that had been made to this character ended with the "voice mailbox is full" message. Obviously, his boss has another way of reaching him. It doesn't have to be this way. One place I called last week provided the following experience. The marketing director answered the phone on the first ring. Wow, I was so excited. After a pleasant conversation, he offered, "I would like to finish this call by transferring you to Susie," not her real name. "Susie will make sure we have your contact information correct and that you have mine correct." I almost fell out of my chair, but indeed, that is exactly what happened. Don't think I won't knock myself out for this company if we should be favored with some business. The old adage is true. Treat others as you would want to be treated. For safety this week, communication systems are absolutely vital in an emergency. Test your phone system, your speed dial to the hospital, and other services, your radio system, and so forth, often and vigorously. Having these systems up to par may make a life or death difference. Be safe, and we will talk next week. And since it is advertising sales season, let me offer a few more comments, please. If you read our publications, you likely will fall into one of two categories. Either you work in a mill, or you work for a supplier. We have been publishing for over a decade and are here to stay, but we can't operate on chopped liver. It takes the real green stuff to make all this work without a paywall. So if you are in a mill and like what you see here, please tell your suppliers what you like to read and who you would like to see them support with their advertising budgets. If you are a supplier, please be aware, we know, we are first in news, we think, we have the largest audience in the pulp paper industry worldwide, and we know we have the lowest advertising costs. Give me a chance to prove it. Call me on my cell phone, 404-822-3412, or email me at jthompson@taii.com. My voice mailbox is not full. I look forward to hearing from you.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.